2014年上海高考英语听力试题。
1. Listening Comprehension Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. What can I do for you, sir?
I want to report a theft. My briefcase was stolen.
Question. Who is most probably the woman? Two. You will take care, won't you? The roads are very, very icy.
I will drive very slowly, I promise.
Question. How does the woman feel?
Three. Morning. I have a reservation. The name is Blake Smith.
Okay. We've got a nice car ready. I'll need to see your driver's license and your credit card.
Question. Where does the conversation most probably take place?
Four. CCTV is reporting an enormous flood now. Look at those people on the roof.
I hope it doesn't cause much damage.
Question. What are the two speakers talking about? Five. Would you help me clean the backyard today?
Sure. I am picking Jane up from the railway station at 3, but I will help you as soon as I get back.
Question. What will the man do first? Six. The vase is amazing, but it's a bit more than I want to spend.
Maybe you can get a better price. It can't hurt to ask.
Question. What does the man suggest the woman do? Seven. My computer's broken down. Could I use yours to write a chemistry paper?
Sorry. I am in the middle of revising my report. You know, the computer lab is still open.
Question. What does the man imply the woman should do? Eight. I've declined their offer to exhibit some of my paintings in this gallery.
Are you kidding? Any art student I know would die to have an exhibition here.
Question. How does the man feel on hearing the woman's decision?
Nine. You are not planning to transfer to a different university next year, are you?
If I were, you'd be the first to know.
Question. What does the woman imply?
Ten. Did you read the editorial in the newspaper about the mayor's speech?
I sure did, but I think they twisted the meaning of what he said.
Question. What does the man say of the editorial?
Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear two short passages, and you will be asked three questions on each of the passages. The passages will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
About 70 miles northeast of Vancouver is one of Canada's most beautiful tourist regions. Visitors come to enjoy fishing, skiing, or the splendid mountain scenery. Over 20 years ago, Christy Bourne, a successful businesswoman, came here and founded Paradise Ridge, a cabin park. She said, I wanted to live somewhere where everybody knows everybody else, and all your problems are shared. Paradise Ridge is now home to 25 families. Each family owns their own small cabin, but they share ownership of the park and the common facilities. This is a real living community, and residents aren't allowed to use their cabins as a holiday home. The heart of the Paradise Ridge community is a large house. Shared meals take place 3 times a week, and once a month, there is a meeting when important decisions are made. Families can sell their homes if they want to leave, but the whole community must vote on new families before they are allowed to join. Keeping the community together is hard work, says Christy. Everybody has to take responsibility for the day-to-day running of the community. But it seems that there is no shortage of families who want to join. There are 75 on the waiting list.
Now listen again, please.
About 70 miles northeast of Vancouver is one of Canada's most beautiful tourist regions. Visitors come to enjoy fishing, skiing, or the splendid mountain scenery. Over 20 years ago, Christy Bourne, a successful businesswoman, came here and founded Paradise Ridge, a cabin park. She said, I wanted to live somewhere where everybody knows everybody else and all your problems are shared. Paradise Ridge is now home to 25 families. Each family owns their own small cabin, but they share ownership of the park and the common facilities. This is a real living community, and residents aren't allowed to use their cabins as a holiday home. The heart of the Paradise Ridge community is a large house. Shared meals take place 3 times a week, and once a month, there is a meeting when important decisions are made. Families can sell their homes if they want to leave, but the whole community must vote on new families before they are allowed to join. Keeping the community together is hard work, says Christy. Everybody has to take responsibility for the day-to-day running of the community. But it seems that there is no shortage of families who want to join. There are 75 on the waiting list.
Questions 11. How many families are living in Paradise Ridge now?
What is special about Paradise Ridge?
What is the passage mainly about?
Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
It's 3 p.m., time for news from the world of medicine. Does sitting make you sad? Australian researchers found that middle-aged women who sat for over 7 hours a day were 47% more likely to show signs of depression than those who sat for 4 hours or fewer. Those who engaged in no physical activity were 26% more likely to have symptoms of depression 3 years later than those who exercised regularly. Sitting for long periods has also been linked to heart disease. How can you detect a liar through text message? Watch for a delayed response. When college students were asked to tell a lie during an interview with a computer, they took 10% longer on average to send the message, and they did more editing than usual. Can marriage beat cancer? Married people were 20% less likely to die from the disease than those who were unmarried. According to a Harvard study of more than 730,000 people, they were also more likely to get the disease detected at an earlier age and receive proper treatment. A husband or wife can urge you to seek medical help and support you during tough chemical therapy, radiation, and other treatments.
Now listen again, please.
It's 3 p.m., time for news from the world of medicine. Does sitting make you sad? Australian researchers found that middle-aged women who sat for over 7 hours a day were 47% more likely to show signs of depression than those who sat for 4 hours or fewer. Those who engaged in no physical activity were 26% more likely to have symptoms of depression 3 years later than those who exercised regularly. Sitting for long periods has also been linked to heart disease. How can you detect a liar through text message? Watch for a delayed response. When college students were asked to tell a lie during an interview with a computer, they took 10% longer on average to send the message, and they did more editing than usual. Can marriage beat cancer? Married people were 20% less likely to die from the disease than those who were unmarried. According to a Harvard study of more than 730,000 people, they were also more likely to get the disease detected at an earlier age and receive proper treatment. A husband or wife can urge you to seek medical help and support you during tough chemical therapy, radiation, and other treatments.
Questions. 14. Who were most likely to suffer from depression according to Australian researchers?
How did students behave when they told a lie during an interview with a computer?
16. What is the third piece of news mainly about?
16. Directions. In Section C, you will hear two longer conversations. The conversations will be read twice. After you hear each conversation, you are required to fill in the number of blanks with the information you have heard. Write your answers on the answer sheet. Blanks 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation. Excuse me, I'm Linda Lee from the Airport Research Division. May I ask you a few questions about the environment and facilities here?
Okay.
Are you on a business trip?
Yes. I'm heading off for a conference in London.
What do you like most about the airport environment?
Well, I really appreciate the daylight.
Daylight?
Yes. The windows here make it seem as if you're outside. Another thing I like is the moving walkways. You don't have to walk for miles to the boarding gate.
I see. Anything you don't like?
The shops are often overcrowded. There is not enough space to move around comfortably. And also, I suppose the trolleys are too small.
Well, thanks for your time.
Now listen again, please.
Excuse me, I'm Linda Lee from the Airport Research Division. May I ask you a few questions about the environment and facilities here?
Okay.
Are you on a business trip?
Yes. I'm heading off for a conference in London.
What do you like most about the airport environment?
Well, I really appreciate the daylight.
Daylight?
Yes. The windows here make it seem as if you're outside. Another thing I like is the moving walkways. You don't have to walk for miles to the boarding gate.
I see. Anything you don't like?
The shops are often overcrowded. There is not enough space to move around comfortably. And also, I suppose the trolleys are too small.
Well, thanks for your time.
Blanks 21 through 24 are based on the following conversation.
Professor King, what exactly is critical thinking?
Well, when you read critically, you should assess the writer's ideas and think about the implications and conclusions of what the writer is saying.
Can you give me an example?
When you read an academic text, first,
You should identify the argument and work out the writer's main line of reasoning.
Okay, what then?
Try to analyze and criticize the argument.
I see. That's why you often ask whether the argument is presented in a logical way.
Right. Then, assess the evidence the writer gives you. That may be in the form of figures, survey results, examples, etc.
How about the writer's conclusions?
Ask yourself if they are supported by the evidence.
Got it. Thanks, Professor King.
Remember, the key to critical thinking is to read actively and keep asking yourself questions rather than just accepting.
Now listen again, please. Professor King, what exactly is critical thinking?
Well, when you read critically, you should assess the writer's ideas and think about the implications and conclusions of what the writer is saying.
Can you give me an example?
When you read an academic text, first, you should identify the argument and work out the writer's main line of reasoning.
Okay, what then?
Try to analyze and criticize the argument.
I see. That's why you often ask whether the argument is presented in a logical way.
Right. Then, assess the evidence the writer gives you. That may be in the form of figures, survey results, examples, etc.
How about the writer's conclusions?
Ask yourself if they are supported by the evidence.
Got it. Thanks, Professor King.
Remember, the key to critical thinking is to read actively and keep asking yourself questions rather than just accepting.